We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Couple things to note here as we head into the 9 o'clock hour on the Joe Rose Show. One, I've set the date for myself, the mandate for myself, as tomorrow in the 9 o'clock hour to pick a team, a soccer team, to be my new team to root for. Miami FC will be my team locally, but everyone's got like one or two teams, right? Like, I'm not going to be the only person in the world to like root for Miami FC and then have like a like a Liverpool, right? Like, that's okay to root for both those teams?
Yeah, I think so. Okay. Although soccer, it is interesting. Going over there and talking to the fans, there's the powerhouses, and then there's the also-rans trying to stay out of relegation, like in the Premier League. And if even if you're an also-ran, you don't adopt one of the favorites. They are your team. But these are two different leagues on two different continents. Like Miami, we'll let you get away with
okay,
that.
Okay, so Miami FC is going to be my team. They're local, so I'm going to 100% root for them. That's fine. I hope they do well. But there will be a European or some other team in the mix as my team now.
Are you narrowing it down here, Zach? Are you actually spending time?
Like the kids in high school, I've got my final eight.
I think we'll try to get Ray Hudson on.
I think Ray or Phil Shane or one of the guys
Shane, somebody
that we
with
love. Yeah,
deep background to push you one direction or suggest.
We're
going
to try
team.
To get Phil or Ray on in the 9 o'clock hour. They'll be the final voice before my choice that we hear. That's my promise here. I'm going to somehow tomorrow leave at 10 a.m. with a football team to have under my belt.
I'm really looking forward to this.
I am.
I won't push Liverpool anymore on
okay.
you.
Okay. No, you have done your due diligence for Liverpool. Other people have for a lot of other teams. I know that Dono, he's got a team he wants me to root for. There's a lot of guys.
Juventus. He wants you to root for Juventus.
Well, Juventus wins the Italian league every single year.
That's not a bad team to jump on the bandwagon.
It's sort of like saying I want to root for Bayern. They win the German league every year. Is that what you want?
Someone just texted in Miami FC and Arsenal should be my two squads.
I wouldn't have a problem. Arsenal's down right now, so they might be a good time to get on them.
Well, I don't want to necessarily jump on a down team. I want to jump on a team that, you know, just signed one of the big dudes, so I have something to root for, right? Don't I need that bandwagon jump? If I'm going to jump, you might as well bandwagon jump.
Well, Liverpool just did win the Champions League.
Okay, that's a great that is a good push. They're in my final eight.
We got a final eight now.
Yeah, I'm like a high school recruit. I've got my final eight.
Tweeting it out.
Yes.
You tweeted it out. Your
Someone said
final
it has
visit.
To be Premier League. Someone says it has to be Premier League. Can't be something outside of the Premier
League.
Well,
that's your decision. I mean, Premier League's on TV a lot
that's
here.
That's what I need.
So
I need
the
that.
Spanish League is on TV a lot here. And
I need something that I can watch.
I can't remember someone. They're all on in some respects, but Premier League's on the most.
Okay. I need something that legitimately, regardless of time and when it's on, I could just go on my regular Xfinity cable and boom, it's right there.
You could occasionally get some Bundesliga.
Yeah, I was going to say, they're all on in some respect. Is Bundesliga on ESPN? I forget.
Yeah, I think sometimes you get it on NBC.
Okay.
NBC Sports Network. Right, well, it's got to be on something that
well,
I can
watch. NBC Sports Network does do the Premier League.
I don't want to have to buy a bootleg satellite to watch these games.
No. We're long past that stage with soccer.
Okay.
Soccer's getting NHL type ratings in the United States now.
Okay. I'm excited for that. I'm also excited for this next thing we're going to do here on the show because we are in day five of the Russ watch, the Russell Westbrook watch down here. We have literally, someone said, can we start a good GoFundMe account to stop him from calling himself the Biff? No, I like it. And we're keeping it. He's the Biff.
I think that ship
has
sailed.
I could be bought. I'm just saying.
Well, I know you can be bought. I'm just not letting that happen. You are the Biff, and that's just how it goes. When you get a nickname attached to you and you don't give it to yourself, you stick with it. Unless you're Kobe, and you can give yourself your own nickname.
Did we get the music of the
Russ Hostet? That's where we're getting to now. I'm excited because we are day five of the Russ Watch, and Biff, the Biff, has promised us that he's found the song. Because there's got to be like a, you know, when like WSVN goes to Hurricane Watch and it's like, the hurricane is coming. Dun, dun, dun. Like, you know, the day we need that. For the Russ Watch. So right now, we are debuting here on the Joe Rose Show with Zach Krantz, minus Joe Rose, with Dave Hyde here. The Biff, without Hollywood here, too, because he probably wouldn't let you do this, whatever you're about to do right now. This is the music now for Russ Watch. We're in day five, going into day six tomorrow. Give me some music, Biff. I kind of like it.
Day 56. Yeah, it would grow on you.
This is day 56 of the Russ Watch. Rumors, speculations. Pat Riley took a flight out to Oklahoma City to go to the Russell Westbrook. What is he doing? The speakeasy tonight or whatever? There is a thing tonight in Oklahoma. And we'll have more on this later in the show. Dave Hyde reporting from the South Florida Sun Sentinel that we're in day five of the Russ Watch right now.
I could see that working.
I kind of like it.
Well, he's got the head shaking, and we don't need that.
Well, he's bobbing, and it's—I don't know if he's sick. Are you sick? Are you okay?
I need help.
I know. Well, I know you need help. I just want to make sure you're not, you know.
Does it have the gravitas to it? That's the question.
All right, quick text poll. Yes or no on Biff's music for Russ Watch? You can turn it down now. Turn it down. Turn the music down a little bit.
Turn it louder?
No, down. Yes or no, quick, 56022-56022. Someone says, does it really matter which song he picks? He's going to botch it up anyway. Yeah, you're right. But that was a pretty good start, at least.
A Biff botch. That's what it is.
The Biff botch.
Biff botch. We got a developed reputation here.
I know. That's probably not a good one to have, but he's got it. All right, quick poll, 56022. Is that the music you want to hear every time? Because we have music for OJ when OJ tweets out stuff. We have a special music that we play for that.
OJ starting his Twitter account was
best thing for our show.
Beautiful Twitter. But
this is it. When Hollywood reads the OJ Simpson tweets.
Yeah, there's a little spookiness to it, right? A little creepiness. I can see that. I can see that.
Could this be for the Russ Watch also?
Yeah. I think by day 40 of the Russ Watch, you might have to switch over to, you know, something like this.
Yeah. I'm an 80s kid. The name DeBiff is flipping awesome. Keep it, bro. It's about creating a brand, man.
Okay.
Got to be stronger than that. Some of the texts are coming in. Got to be stronger than that. I thought that was a new intro music for the NFL and CBS. Two yeses.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Three yeses. Five no's, three yeses. But you're in trouble, Biff. You might have to look for another song.
I mean, honestly, that's still a good batting average of baseball. That's how I look at it.
I think we got to get over
500. It's not good for free throws, though. Yeah. You need a free throw
average. We
need
a free throw percentage here.
You know, 3 of 5, you know, could be worse.
I actually think that was a really funny text, and the guy said it was the new intro music for the NFL and CBS.
Yes, yeah, so that's what it sounded more like, a highlight reel.
Okay.
Okay, I'm not criticizing Biff. I think you can do better. This was off the top of your head. We'll give you a day to think about
okay,
it, right?
That's fine. Since I have a day, my last day tomorrow before I pick my football team.
It's a big day.
Russ Watch day 6 must have different music. You've been voted out. You've been voted off the island for now.
Oh, man.
I'm sorry. That really sounded
big
sad.
Big day. I'm looking forward to tomorrow's show right now.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. Tomorrow's show is going to be fun.
Zach picks a team.
Russ Watch music.
Russ Watch music. And maybe the Russ Watch will be over, too.
Let me tell you.
I mean, you're getting the idea it won't be over at this point,
I
right?
I don't think so. I don't. Tyler Hero was signed yesterday. It's not over. Gotta wait 30 days.
You're not putting Tyler Hero in this trade.
I really hope not. I do.
Who else do they have to shoot three-pointers? Seriously. Ooh. This is a team without...
Kelly Olynyk.
Yeah, if Olynyk's your best three-point shooter, you're in deep
trouble.
That's my
point. Who else do they have?
Duncan Robinson. Is he a good three-point shooter?
Is he going to play?
So far in Summer League, he's been decent.
Yeah, stop it. So far.
Last year in Summer League, he was
good. Do you realize what you just said? Think about that for 1 second. So
it's like
far,
that one time at band camp.
Yeah, so far in the Summer League, he's been decent. We're not talking about 80-game regular season here. He's been decent in Summer League.
Hey, he's played 4 games in the Las Vegas Summer League. It's a rough time out there.
Someone said, hell no, chuck the music. That's done. It's over. Don't worry, folks. I have gotten your text in. That music has been cut off. It's done. We will find. He is now 24 hours.
We might want the Miami Orchestra to come up with something, yeah. Right?
Someone said, how about Phil Collins in the air tonight?
Oh, God.
No, I mean, stop it with that. How many times do we have to use that song for something?
Get that out of sports, please.
Yeah.
Overdone.
Someone gave you, the Jedi who texts in all the time, gave you a suggestion, said the Batman Begins soundtrack should be Westbrook's theme music. You should look that up. Maybe that's a cool song to use there. I don't know. I don't know what it is. But someone's trying to help you out, Biff.
Which Batman? Which Batman is that?
Batman Begins.
Who was that? Michael Keaton? I think that was
just the original
that
Batman.
That was Christian Bale.
That was Bale, right?
Christian Bale is good. Christian Bale is a good Batman.
Keep the music and chuck Biff. No, I'm not doing that. We're not getting rid of Biff.
I'm a little heavy to chuck, too.
Yeah, I'm not trying to throw Biff. My back's already bad as it is. Hero and Bam are not being traded. Don't worry, guys. Thanks, Pat. Pat just texted in. Pat Riley. Thank you, Pat.
I tend to believe that's the case, right? Justice Winslow seems to be the only one. And Ira brought up the reason why, that Justice playing off the ball isn't the guy of Justice playing on the ball. He's proved playing on the ball. You see something there off the ball. He doesn't really do a whole lot. And if a team has Jimmy Butler and Russell Westbrook, where would Justice Winslow fit in there?
Mm. Yeah, he's probably the odd man out, right?
And you need a three-point shooter because neither of them are three-point shooters. So
you got a hero now.
We got hero. It's all coming together.
I like this one. Simple dummies. The heat is on. I'm not using that for the Russ Watch music. Don't call me a dummy.
Music.
Yeah. Oh, no. The celebration. Listen, we come in here tomorrow morning and Russell Westbrook's on the heat. I'm picking out the music tomorrow.
Then the heat is on fits.
It's possible that the heat is on is every.
That fits.
Every rejoin music.
It doesn't, certainly doesn't fit with
us on the Russ Watch. It's a different story. All right, we'll come back. We'll read more of your. I'm not doing the white stripes either. Someone just texted in the Seven Nation Army.
Bum,
no.
Bum, bum,
no.
Bum, bum,
maybe for celebration bum. If he signs.
That defines an era.
So we can't use it anymore?
When you play that, it's only with that big three era of something's going on with those guys, right?
Eminem palms are sweaty. Someone said to look that one up, too. I'm giving you suggestions here. No? Wow, you shook that off really quick in the back. All right, let's take a break. More of your text messages after this.
Radio.com.
I like the selection here.
Now, this should really be it, honestly.
I don't know if this is a good Russ Watch music, but it's good music.
I'm watching Simona Halep and sign autographs on the way out of Wimbledon.
She just won
her semifinal.
Wow.
And does anybody get autographs? Now it's selfies.
It's pictures.
I'm surprised. The autograph's gone the way of the telegraph.
The telegraph. That's how Ted Williams and would try to get his team together with Joe DiMaggio. Yeah, that's it. Back in the day. I don't think autographs are that big anymore. I think if you have the selfie, the picture, that's as good or better than an autograph. Because you got to remember also, the autograph could be fake. Like, if you get a selfie with somebody, it's not a fake selfie.
It could be a fake selfie in today's Photoshop world.
Yeah, maybe you're right.
If you're a player, are you happy with the selfie, or would you rather sign the autograph? What's quicker? What's less intrusive?
I think it's quick to just snap and then walk than have to sign an autograph, and then unless you're just doing like a, you know, when Wade would leave the court during the last dance.
The D line.
Yeah, like zing, zing, and he'll sign like 50 of them beforehand. I don't know. I think a picture is just a quick snap, boom, done. No
but you
talk.
You have to smile then. You have to smile every time.
I don't know, man. You don't really have to smile.
You got the camera ready?
Yeah, you got to get that phone ready. Like, you got to walk up to them and say, hey, quick, hey. Snap. Instead of, you know, standing in line for an autograph.
All right. Well, this is a good. We could put that on a poll if we were not done with the show.
Ira Winter, we're going to talk with us next here. Great conversation from earlier. Ira from Vegas. 56022 text line real quick. Let's take a couple of your texts here. The Kendall Toyota and West Kendall Toyota text line. We are going from the laziest player in the NBA, Hassan Whiteside, to the one with the most energy, possibly, in Russell Westbrook.
Well, nobody questions he plays hard. I agree with that, and no one questions his game is electric. The question is, why isn't he winning? How does he incorporate other guys into the game and that massive contract that tells you by year three,
you're
certainly handcuffed with what you can do.
Jimmy Fox recruiting Babe Ruth or Lou Gehrig, and Willie Mays recruiting Hank Aaron.
Okay, there we go.
I like that. Disturbed, what are you waiting for? Big Rob sent that in for a song for Russ, for the Russ Watch. Let's see what else. How about playing the Godfather theme music for anything that Pat Riley does when, quote, making offers that players can't refuse, especially if he's able to bring Russell Westbrook here. That's from The Jedi.
I like that. I like that Godfather. Look, the Godfather is number one on the guy's list of movies. Maybe I don't think it's dated. When they go through the Godfather,
it shouldn't be.
It's starting to feel a little that way. You're right.
I think a lot of young kids would watch that and say this isn't like I was watching. What were we watching? We were on a trip before. Oh, National Lampoon's Vacation, the original Vacation,
dated.
Totally dated.
Yeah.
I laugh at all these parts in the movie that I think are very funny. And then I look next to me at the younger kid, like my cousin watching, and goes, this is not funny at all.
But I'm dated too. I gave a talk and I mentioned Groundhog Day in it. And afterwards,
they don't remember it. Oh,
they didn't God. Even, they weren't even around for it. Not only Jeez. Not remembering it.
Do I have to ask Biff again what year he was born? I mean, Biff was born in 96.
Well, if it's Groundhog's Day and he doesn't show up, that's six more weeks of winter, isn't it?
That's Biff's input right there on Groundhog Day. Well done, Biff.
Not bad.
Yep. Let's see. How about the song All Roads Lead Home by Ohana Bomb? No idea what that is. If West does not sign with us, you play Can't Always Get What You Want by the Rolling Stones.
You don't always want what you want, too. Sometimes I'd say that. I'm not sure. Look, the Heat want Russell Westbrook, obviously, or this wouldn't be going on. But they have parameters on what they would give up. Thank God, because they should not. When you're betting against, when you're the only one out there, really putting pieces on the table,
you're negotiating against yourself.
Yeah. So I'm sure, and it isn't a slam dunk in the Heat that Russell Westbrook is going to deliver everything. What would be the better option? Be fourth in the East or wait and hope you can get something better in the next couple of years?
You know, I'm a shiny object guy. I can't answer that question.
Well, there'll be another shiny object out there.
Yeah, but there's one right in front of me right now.
All fans.
Look, it's right in front of me right now. Or wait 2 years for the next. I'm going to go now? Might not be the right decision. Someone says the Bosch song, the remix. Maybe I'll make one. If Russ comes down here, maybe I'll make one with Jimmy Butler. And then someone else said, welcome to Miami. No, sir. Listen, Welcome to Miami is If We Celebrate. I have the playlist for celebration music if he signs at what point. I will take over being the DJ of the show.
Yeah, I think that is the anthem for newcomers coming to
it
Miami,
is.
Right?
When I go on other radio stations around the country, they play that every time and I expect it. I totally expect it. All right, Las Vegas, the Summer League is going on right now. Tyler Hero is lighting it up. RJ Barrett stinks. Trade him. Is that too much?
No, that's perfect.
Okay.
The Summer League needs to be propped up as full seriousness.
Well, this is what's going to happen. We're going to talk serious hoops. Ira Winder from the South Florida Sun Sentinel, he's going to join us next.
Radio.com. Radio.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.